For WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill. The New York State Museum is opening a new exhibit Saturday that explores the early settlement of the Capital Region. A small fort, which our people call Fort Orange, features never-before-seen artifacts from the 17th century precursor to today's Capital Region. The exhibit examines the momentous archaeological discovery of the fort in 1970, as well as the lasting impact of Dutch settlement of New York. I joined Dr. Charles Gearing, Dr. Michael Lucas, and archaeologist Paul Huey for a sneak peek. Fort Orange was built in 1624. Dr. Charles Gearing, director of the New Netherland Research Center at the New York State Museum in Albany.
This was the ideal spot for the Dutch to settle for the fur trade. The Hudson River connects with the Mohawk River, and it's the only access to the interior of the country. So the Indians would bring the furs down here, and then they would be stored at Fort Orange and then eventually shipped down the river.
Paul Huey was the archaeologist who made the discovery of the Fort Orange site. He says very little was known about how the New Netherlands Dutch lived prior to the unearthing in the 1970s.
We didn't know whether they were living a crude existence, eating out of bark dishes and clamshell spoons or something like that. The artifacts that we began finding at Fort Orange just simply blew that preconception, and we began to realize that these Dutch were able to recreate the entire material culture that they were familiar with back home.
Huey says he examined two maps, one from the 1600s and the other from the 18th century, which both showed a similar location for Fort Orange. He and his team broke ground in October 1970. Dr. Michael Lucas, the museum's curator of historical archaeology, started the tour.
Well, this is kind of the beginning of the exhibit right here. In this case, we have some Native American artifacts. We have some pottery and some projectile points. And this really tells the story of what happened before Fort Orange. The Mohegan people, the Mohawk people were living in this area for thousands of years before Fort Orange. So when Dr. Huey excavated the fort, they also found possibly evidence of a village site right here at the fort. You know, we wanted to try to tell all aspects of the history and prehistory within this exhibit. So we have various panels that tell about those themes.
And I heard you guys talking a little bit about what the sketches on each stand are. Can you explain?
Yeah, those are original field drawings. So the important thing about archaeological collections is when you take things out of the ground, you want to carefully record where you found them, what kinds of levels you found them in, record features and foundations and so on, and then you make drawings. So what you see here is actually a profile drawing of the excavations that Dr. Huey did back in the early 1970s, and it shows the various soil layers and some description.
Huey, joined later by Gearing, took the reins to share the puzzling history behind tobacco pipes in the Dutch settlement.
Quite a display here. This is an interesting assemblage of different materials from Fort Orange. One of the artifacts here is a clay pipe stem. Pipe stems have very small holes you can suck in smoke from the pipe bowl through the stem, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently these pipe stems were cut with notches in the sides so that the notch reached down to the bore hole in the middle of the stem, and these little stems could be made into a flute or a whistle. And some stems have a whole series of notches, so they could have been used to play different notes. So we're not quite certain how this was done, and it's very difficult to do this. We've tried to make them today with a reed in the middle of the stem, but it hasn't worked.
It was all a process of smoking a long clay pipe at that time. If you've seen a clay pipe, it has a long stem, and as it filled up with nicotine, it would break that piece off, would be just about that size, and toss it on the ground so you find them everywhere. And they kept breaking them off until you got down to almost to the bowl, and then you got a new pipe.
And it looks like this is our entertainment section because we have marbles right next to it.
Mm-hmm. Marbles are very interesting objects in the Dutch period. Many of the marbles from Fort Orange, from measuring with a micrometer, I discovered were perfectly spherical. And I think possibly they were used for more than just playing games by children. Possibly they were used in some sort of gambling, for example. So there's a lot more to be learned from marbles than just the fact that they might have been used by children.
Another interesting feature of the exhibit is the artwork of Len Tantillo. Lucas says Tantillo is allowing the museum to use his artwork to enhance the exhibit. Gearing says Tantillo's 11th version of Fort Orange, entitled Fort Orange and the Patroon's House, was presented to then-Crown Prince Wilhelm Alexander in 2009. Wilhelm Alexander is now King of the Netherlands.
This 12th version of Fort Orange is one of the most accurate, I think, that we can find. Again, it's worth coming here just to review his paintings in a way, and it enhances everything that's on display.
The new exhibit contains only a portion of the discovered artifacts, as the rest are still being processed. Lucas says the artifacts remained in the possession of the State Department of Parks and Recreation for many years, before being transferred to the museum in 2016. Again, Huey.
The city of Albany, the public, went bonkers when they heard about this. It was exciting. The public came down in mass crowds of people, came down to see what we were finding.
Lucas says the exhibit is on an open run, and the museum will continue to process the remainder of the artifacts.
We also give behind-the-scenes tours sometimes, and then we also incorporate artifacts into educational programs as well. So there'll be other opportunity to see the wealth of artifacts we have in the collections.
Reporting from the New York State Museum in Albany, I'm Elizabeth Hill for WAMC News.